was an exciting day. You know, not only that, but the way we performed against the Bills was very disappointing for everybody in this locker room. So to come out and get that bad taste out of our mouths and obviously, you know, get Tom and Rob back, it was a good day for us.
One of the things, too, that you brought up last week was the fact that it's great having Tom back, but it doesn't work if the other 52 guys on the roster don't do what they're supposed to do. And it looked like, at least yesterday from the outside, you guys got a really good team performance across the board.
Certainly. You know, the offensive line played great, protected Tom. Obviously, skilled players played well in the pass game and in the run game as well. I think, you know, a lot of guys played well, and a lot of guys took it upon themselves to do their job just a little bit better. And, you know, fortunately, that was enough for us yesterday.
You guys in the past have kind of rallied to Tom. We saw before the game Jabal was wearing a Tom Brady jersey. I don't want to say it doesn't mean a little more, but what's the sense in this locker room when you got a guy like him who's been through everything he's been through over the last year plus coming back in a game like that?
You have a lot of confidence. He's a veteran player who's obviously had a tremendous amount of success in this league, and he's proven himself time and time again. And that gives you a lot of confidence as his teammate. So, you know, we knew that he'd be ready to go, and we just had to make sure that we were ready to go as well.
You go through the excitement, obviously, of that game, getting Tom back, and now, you know, back to work. Does it kind of seem like a sense of normalcy has returned?
I guess one could say that. You know, it felt normal as it could be the first 4 weeks, but you know, we try to just continue to approach our craft the same way, regardless of the circumstances. So, but yeah, obviously, you know, all is well now that the 12's back.
When you started playing this game and when you kind of approach every year, how long do you envision yourself playing the game of football at this level?
You know, that's tough to say. I never would have thought I'd be playing this long, especially with what my role has been around here. So, good Lord has definitely blessed me, and I'm thankful for that, and I'm thankful that, you know, the coaches have kept me around this long and that my teammates have put up with me this long. So we shall see.
Could you imagine yourself playing this game at the age of 39?
No. it's hard to imagine what I'm going to feel like at 39, but, you know, Thomas – It's unbelievable what he's doing. It really is. And, you know, old Benjamin Button hasn't slowed down yet. So
he doesn't look like a 39-year-old to
you? No, not at all. Got the good water or something. I don't know.
Jules said that maybe he could go to 100. Might be pushing it a little bit.
I think we might be pushing it. But, you know, we just take it one day at a time. That's our approach. That's his as it is the rest of ours.
Matt, as special teams captain, any concerns about Steven Gostkowski right now?
No, not at all. He's a proven player, and, you know, he's a veteran in this league that's had a lot of success year in and year out. And, you know, football is a game of ups and downs, and, you know, there are going to be some good times, there are going to be some bad times, but we stick with it, and we definitely stick by Steve.
Yeah, Tom was throwing that deep ball pretty good last night. Chance you're going to get on the outside and maybe make some kicks?
Oh, man. You know I don't have an answer for that one. I'm going to keep covering kicks, so I can tell you that.
Matthew, Chris asked you about Jabal wearing Tom's jersey. And all last week you guys kept talking about focusing on Cleveland and downplaying Tom's return. Is there a moment, though, shortly before game time, where as much as you're focused on the opponent and the mission that day, that emotion, that excitement starts to swell up as a team? Or is that something that takes effect after the game?
You know, that's really tough to answer, but I will say this. For me personally, when Tom came out on the field and to hear our fans in their stadium cheering his name, it did give me a little bit of an extra boost. You know, but everybody's motivated differently. Everybody responds to situations differently. So I can only speak for myself.
Were you surprised to see and hear so many fans from the win on that?
I was. You know, because Cleveland has a great reputation of their fans getting behind their teams regardless of how they're doing. And, you know, I didn't expect there to be very many Patriots fans in that stadium, but there were quite a few, and it was impressive, and we definitely appreciated it.
You would probably be the guy that would appreciate this. Did you go by the Jim Brown statue after the game?
I did.
What does that mean?
I mean, in my opinion, he's the best football player that's ever played, and, you know, he did a lot for the game of football, but he did a lot for black athletes, and, you know, I feel like because of men like him, that you know, I have the opportunities that I have today as a professional athlete in America. So definitely thankful for the Jim Brown type of athletes that have come and paved the way for, you know, the guys that play sports today.
So nice to get the 5-yard run there, you know, make a little impact on offense.
That was fun. It's been a while since I carried the football on offense, so I enjoyed it.
Related to Glenn's question about Jim Brown, how much of an, obviously with your father, you have to understand football's past and some of the greats in the game, but how much of an appreciation did you have before playing under Bill Belichick, and how much does he stress that the historical significance when you guys go to different sites, Lambeau Field a couple of years ago or yesterday in the case of the
world? Well, obviously my situation is a little bit unique. You know, I grew up with a great appreciation for the game of football, and grew up in the house of the football historian, so you know, I had what I thought was a great deal of knowledge about the history of the game. But when I got here, obviously that's something that Coach really appreciates and puts emphasis on. I think it's important, you know, as players in today's league to understand where we've come from and where we've been as a league. And there's some pillars when you talk about players and coaches and ownership that have moved to the league to where it is today. And I think Bill does a great job of helping, you know, the younger generation of players understand that and understand, you know, what they mean in the grand scheme of things.
Thank you. Thanks, appreciate it.